ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be talking about a topic which is very important, and it is a topic that has, you know, been discussed in various disciplines such as fiqh, jurisprudence, akhlaq, ethics, and even like other topics like irfan and these kind of topics. That topic is concerned in general with backbiting. Backbiting is, it's one of the, you know, major sins, one of the kaba'ir, as they call them. It's a very grave sin. If we categorize sins, we can categorize sins in different categories. They say that backbiting falls under the category of sins which are performed with the tongue. Like, for example, slandering, lying, backbiting, these are all sins related to the tongue. This is a grave sin that the Quran has scorned and scolded and prohibited us from performing. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and do not backbite about one another. Would any of you love to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You would hate it. And be wary of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all clement, all merciful. In fact, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alluding to the intensity of the reprehensibility of backbiting, he once said, backbiting is worse than adultery. At which he was asked, how so? He replied, a man commits adultery, then repents, and Allah pardons him for it. Whereas the backbiter is not forgiven until his victim forgives him. So, this is allusion to the fact that backbiting, when we backbite somebody, we're trampling upon another person's rights. Some sins, when we perform them, when we commit them, we are trampling upon, the rights of God. And, God can forgive us for them, he can forsake his rights. But in the case where we perform certain sins, we are trampling and infringing upon the rights of others, such as backbiting, in the case of backbiting. So in the case of backbiting, the person upon whose rights we have infringed, he has to forgive us for them. And, this can be very complicated in the hereafter. Until that person does so, Allah won't forgive us. Now, the question we want to ask today is this. What happens if somebody is backbiting another person? What if I don't backbite a person, but I'm there and I'm listening to it, and I don't stop it? I don't stop the person from doing so. Would I have sinned if this happens or not? The answer to the question is yes, indeed. Listening to backbiting and not preventing it from happening is, in fact, a grave sin as well. In fact, in some hadiths, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, the one who listens to backbiting is as bad as the backbiter himself. And he also, Imam Ali alayhi salam once saw a man backbiting someone in the presence of his son, Al-Hasan, to whom he said, O my son, steer your hearing clear of such a person. Meaning, perhaps, get up and leave that, the gathering where the person is backbiting someone else. For verily, he took the most repulsive thing from his mind and poured it into yours. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at listening to backbiting and whether it is a sin or not in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.